We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Som Svakom, splendid viewers. Som Svakom means welcome in Khmer, the official language of Cambodia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basetcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Jordan plans the construction of a seawater greenhouse. In cultural news, the Independence Day of Tunisia is observed. In animal news, Dogs for the Disabled of the United Kingdom improves the quality of life for many. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 20th, is the Persian New Year festival Nowruz, celebrated by people of many faiths, including Jews, Christians, Muslims, and Zoroastrians in Iran, Tajikistan, and Afghanistan, among other countries. This joyous event has been observed for at least 3,000 years. Meaning New Day, Nowruz starts precisely at the spring equinox and represents rebirth. One of the customs of this auspicious time is having a beautifully decorated table set with haftseen, which is a total of 7 foods and items beginning with a sound of the Persian letter S. This symbolizes life, health, prosperity, abundance, love, patience, and purity. Nowruz has been recognized as part of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. We wish a very blessed and happy Nowruz to all, for a new year filled with much love and harmony.
Flying news. Lives lost in Philippine mudslide and floods. As of Friday, March 18th, a state of calamity was declared in central Leyte province after heavy rains precipitated mudslides that claimed the lives of an entire family of 7, with several more who perished in Bohol province, including a young boy swept away by floodwaters.
With 7 central and southern Visayan provinces affected altogether, officials evacuated more than 14,000 residents due to landslides and flooding, with some areas requiring boats to rescue people stranded in chest-deep waters. Philippine Department of Social Welfare and Development Secretary Corazon Soliman announced that relief supplies were being delivered to the evacuated centers in Leyte.
Conveying her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please check with regional Philippine governments to see if help is required, also requesting that they go, if possible, to bring comfort to the most vulnerable. She set aside emergency funds of $15,000 for our Philippine Association members to go help the most affected. This amount could purchase $203,000 in urgent necessities if obtained in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
With our thankfulness for the precautionary measures of the Philippine officials, we are also grateful for the attentive concern of Supreme Master Ching Hai. Our prayers for the restored stability of the storm-affected people and that such calamitous events subside with our greater kindness toward each other and the planet.
Residents flee erupting Indonesian volcano. On Friday, March 18th, Mount Karangatang on Indonesia's Siau Island in North Sulawesi province erupted with great force, spewing hot ash up to 3,800 meters and emitting a lava flow of over 1,500 meters down its slope. As the government raised the highest red alert level around the volcano, hundreds of people from 3 local villages were evacuated immediately. However, 40 who were trapped in between lava flows are still missing. We thank the Indonesian personnel for your prompt endeavors to keep residents out of harm's way. As we pray for the protection of all those in the region, may such disruptive events be eased as we strive for more conscientious care of the ecosphere.
International outpouring of aid to Japan. In the aftermath of last week's devastating magnitude 9.0 earthquake and tsunami on Japan's northeast coast, the combined toll of fatalities and missing persons has risen to over 19,000, with more than 410,000 who have been evacuated to shelters as search and rescue teams hoping to find more survivors have arrived from across the globe, including the UK, US, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, and Formosa or Taiwan. In addition, more than 100 nations and territories, as well as numerous organizations and individuals from around the world have reached out to assist. In the Arab world alone, offers to help have been extended from Algeria, Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Morocco, Palestine, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Tunisia. Upon the request of Japanese officials, given the magnitude of the disaster, the European Union is also stepping in to help coordinate relief operations.
With aid and charity groups focusing on reaching the most remote areas, as well as vulnerable members of the population such as the elderly and the young, 171 Japanese Red Cross teams have responded since the initial disaster to help treat injuries, illnesses, and render psychosocial support.
France-based Doctors Without Borders is also tending to urgent medical needs, while the UN World Food Programme, or WFP, World Vision, Care and Mercy Corps, working with its local partner Peace Wins Japan, or PWJ, are among the major organisations delivering essential items to the disaster zones. The UN International Telecommunication Union, or ITU, is also dispatching emergency telephone equipment. In addition, the organizations Save the Children, Plan International and Malteser International are working to bring care and protection to the young disaster afflicted.
As these and other humanitarian aid groups strive to provide assistance where needed, many regional medical facilities are still struggling with the shortage of staff, medicine, and other urgent supplies. Some 15 or more elderly survivors of the disasters have perished due to a lack of medicine and medical care, and many hospital patients are suffering from malnutrition.
Upon hearing most recently of the dire medical situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked if there is any way that our association members can quickly bring over needed medicine to Japan as soon as possible. If so, she would give $30,000 more for this needed medicine, combined with previous donations for our association's relief team to bring other urgent needs to the victims, especially the young and elderly. This amount brings Supreme Master Ching Hai's total contributions to Japan to $80,000.
On Saturday, March 19th, fears of calamity were raised once again when a 6.1 magnitude quake struck Ibaraki Prefecture, south of the Fukushima nuclear plant. Although buildings in Tokyo reportedly swayed, no initial damage was reported and no tsunami warning was issued. With radiation risks also an ongoing source of concern, above normal levels were discovered on Saturday in milk and spinach being produced in regions nearby the nuclear plant. In addition, radioactive iodine was found in trace amounts in the tap water in Tokyo and several prefectures near the plant, although with radiation levels that were reportedly safe. These findings have prompted the Japanese ministry to contemplate a halt to the sale of food products from Fukushima Prefecture, and officials across 47 prefectures have been asked to conduct extensive testing on all food products and water to ensure their safety.
Plant operator Tokyo Electric Power Co., or TEPCO, meanwhile reported that at least 6 employees had been exposed to higher radiation than the normal limit of 100 millisieverts per shift during an emergency operation. A cumulative exposure of 100 millisieverts in 1 year is enough to increase cancer risks. Nevertheless, they have volunteered to continue working.
Efforts to minimize radiation effects at the Fukushima plant continued as well on Saturday, with firefighters spraying water in an attempt to keep the nuclear reactors from releasing more dangerous radiation through overheating.
Following this operation, Defense Minister Toshimi Kitazawa reported to the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, that surface temperatures at reactors number 1, 2, 3, and 4 were lower than 100 degrees Celsius, suggesting that conditions were already stabilizing. Meanwhile, engineers have been working to restore power to the nuclear plant's cooling system, having already attached a power cable to the number 1 and number 2 reactors Saturday evening. The cooling systems at reactors number 5 and number 6, where engineers drilled holes in the roofs to reduce buildups of hydrogen gas, were also restored using diesel generators by early Sunday.
Japan's nuclear crisis has sparked protests worldwide against nuclear energy as a source of power, such as in Baden-Württemberg and Berlin in Germany, as well as Cyprus and Turkey. In Italy, a poll this week showed that the number of Italians against development of nuclear power has increased to 53%.
Meanwhile, efforts are also being made to prevent further such calamities from impacting people's lives. Concerned that the risk of a devastating tsunami is high in the European region, scientists there have been working to develop a warning system that would offer valued minutes to evacuate by informing people of an impending tsunami wave. Our deep appreciation, all governments, organizations, and personnel extending your caring support to our Japanese brethren through these difficult times.
We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate support for the Japanese people.
With heaven's grace, we pray for all the afflicted, and that humanity's greater benevolence helps safeguard the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People in Northern Africa, the Middle East, and elsewhere have continued standing up for their rights and pro-democracy demands despite risks to their own safety. The countries with situations giving rise to such events include Algeria, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Chile, China, Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Croatia, Djibouti, Egypt, Greece, Honduras, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malaysia, Mauritania, Morocco, North Korea, Oman, Pakistan, Palestine, Panama, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Swaziland, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkish Cyprus, United Kingdom, United States, Venezuela, and Yemen.
In Syria, five people lost their lives on Friday, March 18th, following protests in several cities where police used force to disperse crowds, with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon speaking out against the use of force. Also on Friday, the Bahraini government demolished a landmark statue in capital city Manama's Pearl Square, which had been the focal point for peaceful protests. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon phoned King Hamad to express his concern over reports that Bahraini and Saudi troops had been using excessive force against unarmed civilians and medical personnel, stating that these actions may breach international humanitarian and human rights law. Algeria's Movement of Society for Peace Party also spoke out against foreign troops being brought into Bahrain to contain protests, stating their presence was likely to escalate the situation instead.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called upon Bahraini, Saudi, and other nations' security forces in Bahrain to end the violence and for all parties to engage in peaceful dialogue. Having declined to participate in Bahrain's military forces, Kuwait instead sent a medical convoy of 53 doctors, 21 ambulances, and other vehicles, while Iran's Red Crescent Society expressed a willingness to provide the Bahraini people with medical aid. In Yemen, after police opened fire on pro-democracy protesters, causing 50 fatalities and injury to hundreds, Yemeni ambassador to Lebanon, Abu al-Raz, and two prominent members of the Yemeni ruling party resigned in protest of the violence. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Rahman Memanparast also spoke out against the brutality and the use of foreign security forces against peaceful citizens. In Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, ongoing conflict since contested presidential elections last year appeared closer to resolution as incumbent president Laurent Gbagbo indicated willingness for the first time to enter into dialogue that would resolve the dispute with Alassane Ouattara, who was declared by the international community to have won the November 2010 presidential elections.
Despite calls made by the Libyan government for international observers to observe its compliance with a ceasefire, Al Jazeera reported that explosions occurred in Benghazi, some strong enough to shake buildings, indicating that violence against pro-democracy citizens continued.
By Saturday, thousands of people were fleeing Benghazi because of the fighting, which intensified over the course of the day.
During an internationally televised address, U.S. President Barack Obama clarified the terms of the no-fly zone resolution that had been voted by the U.N. Security Council to protect Libyan citizens from harm. Specifically, the government must cease all attacks, withdraw troops from key cities in the east and the west, restore water, gas, and electricity, and allow humanitarian assistance to reach the people of Libya. Addressing international leaders meeting to discuss enacting these UN-sanctioned efforts to protect Libyan citizens, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stated it is time for the international community to take action. With planes from France being among the first to help enforce the no-fly zone, French President Nicolas Sarkozy stated they were intended to prevent Libyan government air attacks on civilians, as well as intervene in the case of armored vehicles threatening unarmed people. Other international forces are already arriving in Libya, including the U.S. and Britain.
Because the Libyan government was not responding to a ceasefire request from the United Nations, U.S. President Barack Obama stated that the military option of imposing a no-fly zone is a reluctant choice, but one that must be carried out to protect the Libyan people who are being attacked by their own government with no mercy, according to latest reports. President Sarkozy also said the same, emphasizing that as soon as the Libyan aggression stops, the diplomatic door will open.
On Saturday, an Al Jazeera team of two journalists and two camera persons from Tunisia, Mauritania, Norway, and the United Kingdom were detained by Libyan government officials while reporting in western Libya. On the same day that citizen journalist Mohamed Al-Naboos, founder of the livestream channel called Free Libya, was killed while reporting on government attacks in the Libyan city of Benghazi.
Following a number of demonstrations calling for change, President Abdelaziz Bouteflika of Algeria promised to follow up the recent lifting of the nation's state of emergency with political reform.
After peaceful pro-democracy protests in February resulted in significant political reforms, Egyptians arrived on Saturday in record numbers at the polls, waiting quietly in long lines to vote on a referendum proposing constitutional amendments designed to prepare for parliamentary elections in June and a presidential vote in August.
With deep sorrow for the loss of precious lives, we pray for an end to all conflicts, and that heaven may bless the people of every nation to live in freedom, dignity, safety, and peace.
Monaco Princess Remembered. On Friday, March 18th, Princess Antoinette of Monaco, Countess of Polignac, Baroness of Massy, has passed away at the ripe age of 90. Her Serene Highness was well known for her great love for animals and sincere concern for animal rights and welfare, and was the president of Monaco's Society for the Protection of Animals. Prince Albert II, nephew of the late princess, ordered all flags to be flown at half-staff with an official period of mourning through April 1st in tribute to her life. We send our deep condolences to the loved ones of Princess Antoinette of Monaco. May her caring soul be forever embraced in the love and light of heaven.
Save our planet. Dwindling freshwater supplies in California, USA. As the state with the highest number of people in the nation that has endured several long-term droughts, California is grappling with the prospect of water shortages. In an effort to help address the issue, a report by a team of scientists, engineers, economists, and legal experts from four California universities has put forth a plan for significant reform. In describing the problems faced by the state, the report notes that not only are there no longer new sources of water, but that existing water quality has deteriorated as pollution, especially from agricultural runoff of chemical fertilizers and pesticides, has increased. In addition, many current water management strategies lack focus and are outdated, with an historical lack of groundwater quality regulation having harmed animal species as well as generating conflict in how to prioritize water use.
The report recommends a range of new approaches that include first and foremost to prioritize the restoration of entire ecosystems with encouragement toward conservation, more supervision of groundwater extraction, and a cap-and-trade program to limit the discharge of pollutants. Noting the need for comprehensive change, report co-author and a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California, Dr. Ellen Hanak, said, "If we take bold steps now, we can move from an era of conflict to one of reconciliation, where water is managed more flexibly and comprehensively, to benefit both the economy and the environment."
Our thanks, Dr. Hanak and associates, for your work together in assessing and seeking to improve supplies of this vital resource. May we all adopt the most considerate and sustainable lifestyles to ensure water security for the people of California and the world.
Save our planet. U.S. researchers find that the black soot emitted from such sources as cook stoves, diesel engines, and coal-fired electric power plants has a melting effect on the Tibetan Plateau that is up to 5 times higher than that of carbon dioxide.
Warning news. A U.S. company in Kansas recalls more than 14,000 pounds of ground beef that has been distributed to stores in 10 different states in an effort to protect people from contamination with E. coli bacteria, which causes illness and can be fatal.
Greetings. It's Cora the Kakapo here. I love my scrumptiously delicious vegan diet. Today, I have an earth-friendly tip about enjoying coffee or tea at your local cafe. You may want to recommend to the proprietors that they use organic vegan sugar in dispensers. By contacting the sugar company, it is possible to find out if it has been manufactured without the use of any animal products. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's a weather around the world.
In ecology news, Jordan plans the construction of a seawater greenhouse. It will be part of a 20-hectare demonstration center close to Aqaba near the Red Sea. At the facility, water from the sea will be channeled into desert greenhouses. The water will be desalinated using a concentrated solar power plant and a condensation process. The fresh water would then be utilized to help grow crops in the greenhouse. Solar energy produced would also power the center. The initiative is a result of an agreement made by the governments of Jordan and Norway. They will work with the Aqaba Special Economic Zone and Authority and the Sahara Forest Project, a Norwegian-based environmental technology group. Building of the greenhouse is expected to begin in 2012 and operating by 2015. Our accolades and thankfulness, Jordan, Norway, and all participating partners for your efforts in providing sustainable solutions for supplying necessary food, water, and energy. We wish you much success and look forward to much more innovations taking place around the world.
In cultural news, the Independence Day of Tunisia is celebrated, observing its autonomy gained in 1956. Situated between Libya and Algeria, this northern African country is renowned for its hospitality. The nation's rich history can be seen in many of its United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural World Heritage Sites. Medina of Tunis has approximately 700 monuments, such as palaces, mosques, and fountains. From the 12th to 16th century, it was recognized as among the greatest and most prosperous cities in the Islamic world. The amphitheater of El Jem reveals the remnants of the largest coliseum in North Africa. Another World Heritage Site in the nation is the Ishkol National Park. It is one of the very important locations in the Mediterranean region for migrating birds, with up to 300,000 to 400,000 present at one time. May the friendly Tunisian people have a memorable Independence Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, trained canines in the United Kingdom have helped more than 500 individuals with disabilities to take part in active lifestyles. We'll say a silent prayer for peace and joy in the world. Be right back. Stay tuned for more cheerful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, mind-soothing news for a calming world. In animal news, Dogs for the Disabled of the United Kingdom improves the quality of life for many. Founded in 1986, this caring organization has assisted over 500 individuals with disabilities to enjoy active lifestyles by pairing them with specially trained canines. The dogs help in everyday tasks such as opening and closing doors and even emptying a clothes washing machine. The loving canines also make wonderful companions to children. Zoe, who has paralysis, said about her partner dog, "Hattie is my best friend. She's just fun to be around. I think she makes me laugh every day. I know that if I need anything, she will be there to help me." Our heartfelt appreciation, Dogs for the Disabled, and also special gratitude all the intelligent and benevolent participating dog companions for your work in enhancing the well-being of numerous individuals and families. May positive relationships between humans and our animal co-inhabitants continue to grow as we choose compassionate ways of living.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Xhosa, an official language of South Africa, entitled Friendly Suggestion.
Abahlobo ababini bayahlanga, omnye uthi komnye, "Ndiyaqonda okokuba inkosikazi yakho ikushiyile. Ufanele okokuba ukhathazeke kakhulu. Ndicebisa okokuba uthathe uhambo ukwenzela ukulibala iinkathazo zakho." "Andinako." "Ngoba akuthandi ukuthabatha uhambo?" "Ewe, ndiyathanda, kodwa andinazinkathazo endifanele ukuzilibala."
And now for our viewers' heartline on Malaysia's national delicacy of nasi lemak, coconut rice, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
"That looks delicious, Brianna."
"Wow, there are a lot of subtitles. Viewer from Australia."
"Thanks for the recipe, viewer from Malaysia."
Amicable viewers, thank you for your comments. The Malaysian coconut rice looks absolutely delectable. Wishing you many wonderful occasions to enjoy this and other vegan delights from a variety of cultures around the world, with our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say liahai, which means goodbye in Khmer.
May you rejoice in the eternal munificence of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a meeting with Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, Chinese Ambassador to the UN Li Baodong affirms China's support for Somalia's path to peace and the political process of the transitional government.
A study by Swedish researchers of over 34,000 women finds that drinking a cup or more of coffee per day is associated with decreased risk of stroke, improved vision, and stronger heart health.
United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan affirms his country's intention toward peaceful resolution of territory issues with Iran regarding the three islands of Abu Musa, Greater and Lesser Tums in the Persian Gulf.
Swedish scientists monitoring over 1,200 teenagers find that parents are more likely to be able to prevent their children from drinking alcohol through close and stable relationships, along with thoughtful observation of the teens and their friends.
More and more Chinese farmers are using the internet to sell their produce, allowing them to travel less and increase their income as customers order items which are then picked up at the location of the farmer.
A celebration to welcome Nowruz, the Persian New Year, is planned for an ancient site at the foot of Mount Bazatoun in Kermanshah, Iran, with the largest Nowruz table seating ever to cover an area of 1,000 square meters.
U.S. researchers find that exercising on a treadmill for 10 30-minute sessions over 2 weeks reduced the craving and use of marijuana by over 50% for those who are marijuana dependent.
Saudi Deputy Chairman of Jeddah Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Mazen Mohammed Bataji, meets with Pakistani Consul General in Jeddah, Abdul Salik Khan, where the two pledge to further their country's relations in economy and trade.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.